Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Today, we're going to be talking about the athlete weight scale conundrum. Well, at least that's what I've given the name to. And it's, I guess, a discussion of why focusing only or predominantly on the scale isn't the answer or when you want to measure your true progress as an athlete or as an active individual. Okay, that's kind of the discussion I'm going to do today. So let's get into it. Now, what I've found time and time again as a sports dietitian over the years, I just see the pros and cons of using the weight scale as a measuring tool. Okay, I see the pros. Obviously, it's something that's tangible. It gives you direction. It gives you a solid idea of the overall shift in mass that an athlete experiences. And perhaps you're the one that's using scales on a regular basis. Hence, probably why you clicked this episode, because you want to see, you know, why is it that scales are not the sole focus? You know, why should we look beyond the scale, so to speak? But then also see the negatives. So I guess we want to answer the question, why is focusing on the scale not the right strategy for athletes who really want to improve their game? Why is fixating on the scale potentially such a bad thing? And now this can be very individual, okay? Different people have different experiences with scales, so your experience in itself could be different to someone else's, okay? And I don't know your specific situation, but maybe these things sound familiar. Maybe in the past you've used the scale and you've noticed that things didn't shift the way you wanted to be shifting. And that discouraged you, maybe got you down, maybe got your mindset and your relationship with food and weight and health a bit too skewed. Okay, maybe it's sounding familiar. Say yes, it's sounding familiar. I can't hear you, but maybe it's good for you just to express it. Say yes, that sounds familiar, Alexa. And other issues is, even beyond the kind of negative impacts on mindset, is the fact that there are key limitations to using the scale as a sole tool of measuring progress. Okay, there are key limitations you got to consider. And this, the big thing there is the scale doesn't give you the bigger picture. Or more specifically, it doesn't give you the whole picture. Okay, it gives you part of it. It can give you some direction. I use scales for many of my clients. Okay, I could even say for most of my clients, but it's not the sole focus. We look, as we like to say in the industry, we look beyond the scale. Okay. We look at beyond the scale, not just at the scale. And as athletes, sometimes I do see athletes overemphasizing how important it is what number shows up on the scale. And perhaps that's you. Okay. Perhaps you're noticing that you're just thinking about the scale weight and you're wondering, why isn't it doing this? Or why is it doing that? And this and that. You know, it could be a variety, a myriad of different things that you're thinking about or experiencing by using the scale. Now, this episode's not to say, not to kind of shit on scales and say, you know, you shouldn't use them at all, but you want to use them in the right way. And even if you're using them, no matter what, you always want to be looking at other metrics to measure. And that's what I'm going to share today. Okay, I'm going to be looking beyond the scale, but I'm going to be sharing the non-scale metrics, the non-scale victories, the non-scale wins, whatever you want to call it yourself. I'm going to be sharing a few key ones that I like to use. You know, not an exhaustive list, but a solid list nonetheless. It might be stuff you've heard before, or it might be brand new. I don't know, but I sure hope it does help you. So now with understanding that the scale can be a part of the picture, but it should not be a sole focus, and we talk about why it can be a problem, and why we shouldn't be fixated on scale, because it doesn't give us a big picture. It doesn't tell us, you know, maybe you ate a carbier meal last night and that's why you weigh more today, or you ate more salt, or you've been drinking more fluids, or you've got issues with bowel, so you're not, you know, you're constipated. It could be medication related. It could be a whole different, yeah, whole number of different things. And that's why fixating on the scale or using just the scale is not a good strategy for athletes. Okay, it's not going to be a good strategy for you. Even if your goal right now is specifically weight loss or specifically weight gain, you've got to look beyond. And with that said, let's go into the list. Okay. Now, the first one I'm going to share is a very simple one. It's probably one that you probably guessed, and that is performance, both in training and games. So you can look at the scale till the cows come home. But at the end of the day, if your nutrition, your training, if your lifestyle, if your strategies, your plan, your schedule, whatever it is in your life that you're implementing to achieve a certain goal, if that is not leading you to improve your performance in training and your adaptations, if it's not leading to you becoming better in games, if it's not leading to you getting stronger in the gym or fitter in the gym or getting some results outside of just the number on the scale, well, you're shortchanging yourself. You're leaving results on the table. Well, at least the results are happening and you're not really aware of it. And that's the issue in itself. So yeah, look at performance, okay? Are you getting better in training? Are you getting better in games? Are you finding yourself more energetic? Are you finding yourself winning more? Okay, what's your win shares like? You know, are you winning? Are you winning in your game? Okay, in your sport, if you're not playing a sport, you're like, oh, I'm not that kind of athlete. I'm just a weekend warrior. Whatever you consider yourself, you're an athlete in my eyes if you're improving yourself in that way. But it doesn't matter. There's always going to be a metric that you can use to measure your performance. Okay, measure against yourself. Are you improving your PRs? Do you do CrossFit? Are you improving how you do your WODs? There's all these different things you can look at. Performance is a big one. Second one is body composition. So this is kind of tied in with the scale. And it's one that really more active individuals need to be looking at. And there is a good chance you probably need to be looking at it as well. Body composition. I don't really care at the end of the day how many grams or kilograms of weight shifts if we don't think about the other side of the picture, the other flip side of the coin, so to speak, which is, are you actually improving your body composition in the right way? Are you maintaining muscle or building muscle? Are you actually losing body fat, or are you potentially losing muscle mass as well? Just the scale telling you what and moving not, that's not going to tell you much. Okay, you can weigh yourself, go for a piss, and come back and you'll weigh less. But I'm sure that's not functional weight change. It's not desirable weight change in terms of measuring towards your goal. So you've got to be considering body composition. Now, there's different ways of measuring it, DEXA scans, you know, skin fold assessments to a degree, things like that. Your body composition can obviously be assessed in other ways outside of the scale. But just in general, just understand that your body composition is important. When you're training and, you know, leveling up your nutrition, so to speak, to improve your physique, what you are doing is you're trying to optimize your body composition. You're not really trying to shift weight. You're trying to optimize your body composition. That is something that you need to look at. The next one is sleep and recovery quality. Okay, cool. The scale is saying that. Are you sleeping better? Okay, cool. The scale said this. How's your recovery process? How do you feel the next day when you have to go for another training or another game or whatever it is your schedule's like? Do you feel recovered? Are you recovering well through sleep? Are you recovering for your nutrition kind of optimization, your strategies, your plan? These things you got to consider. Sleep and recovery are very important, okay? As an active individual, you want to be your peak potential. Well, you guessed it, sleep and recovery is a key cog when it comes to achieving your peak potential, both on and off the field. The next one is skill improvements. Now, skill improvements is one where a lot of it does come down to doing the work, okay? Repetition over time, consistency, training, all that sort of stuff. But if you're improving your skills in the gym, on the field, wherever it is, there's a likely chance your nutrition is a part of it because it's helping fuel you, you know, the whole brain kind of fueling kind of aspect of it. It's helping you recover. So it's helping with adaptations from training. And all these things can improve your skills. Now, if you're lacking in the nutrition department, I don't really give a crap what your weight scale is saying, you know, the shifts that it's saying. If your skills are not improving and you're just kind of on the field, okay, so skill improvements is key. So that's another aspect you can look at. Awesome. You're improving your skills. Doesn't matter that your scale said you're 200 grams over than what you were yesterday. Who gives a F? Okay? Your skills are improving. That's another aspect you can look at. Okay, now, like, I guess I got to reiterate, but it's not saying that you just have to look at these individually and you not have to worry about scale at all. You can use the scale alongside these things if you feel it's right for you. All I do is recommend working with health professionals, working with a sports dietitian, working with, you know, exercise physiologists, whoever it may be, to help you guide you. But you can still use the scales if you feel it's right for you. Just don't only look at the scale. That's the point here. And the next one is circumference measures. So this is kind of another one. It's kind of a direct measuring tool. But circumference measures can be good as well. You're trying to gain, let's say you're trying to build size for basketball. Okay, let's say you're trying to become more physically dominant at your position. Well, maybe your circumference of your biceps and your chest, and that could be a way to gauge whether you're actually building the mass. even if the weight is not showing up what you want it to show up. Maybe it's gone up a kilo, but you want it to be 5 kilos for whatever reason. But you do the circumferences and you notice that you're actually improving your body composition. Your circumferences are improving and you're getting better. These things are key. So circumferences can be a big one. You can also do waist circumferences, obviously, you know, to measure how much your potential adipose tissue is changing, things like that. But circumference is another really, really useful complementary tool that I use with a lot of athletic clients of mine to really measure beyond the scale. And then the final one that I want to share today, and like I said, it's not exhaustive, that there are more, but I want to share this one's final, is skin folds. And I did touch upon it before when I said body composition, but I wanted to dial down on it specifically because it's a very, overall, it's an inexpensive, invasive to a degree process that is easily repeatable by a trained individual. Okay, so for example, I'm ISAC accredited. So I'm a sports dietitian with ISAC accredited qualification in doing anthropometry. So I can measure one skin fold and look at their body composition. So if you can find that, reach out to me if you want that. But if you can find something like that and do your skin folds, while sometimes they are overrated, I'll be honest, sometimes that we sports and stuff do fixate too much on skin folds. And it's a bit of a tiptoe area as well in itself. But done the right way, skin folds can definitely be a complementary tool to help understand the weight shifts in your scale. So instead of looking at the scale and saying, oh, it's from A to B and C to D, you can look at that, interpret it more effectively by looking at skin fold data. It's just a little extra tool in the toolbox that can be beneficial for certain individuals. Maybe you, maybe not. If you're interested, find out more, just reach out to me. But that's those six non-scale victories I want to share with you today, looking beyond the scale, so to speak. Okay, now I'll repeat them again. Performance in training and games, body composition, sleep and recovery quality, skill improvements, circumference measures, and skin folds. So if you yourself will listen to today's episode and you reflected on this, you resonate with it, you're like, yeah, I fixate on the scales too much, it's got me down, it's discouraging me, this and that, I think it's time for you to look beyond the scale. And I hope this episode does help you out. Now, if you've got any questions, obviously reach out to me. There is a note in the description notes below. Okay, let me know. Reach out to email or follow me at The Climbing Dietitian on Instagram and send me a DM there. But get in touch if you've got any questions about today's episode. Really hope it's helped you. And until next time, stay classy. I'll talk to you soon. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.